Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the virtual Business Radio X studio. No, we're not inside Renaissance Bank here at the moment. We're hoping the bank will reopen soon. We'll be back home in Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. But for now, we're practicing social distancing, but we still love the folks at Renaissance, and they've done an outstanding job with a lot of their customers on PPP loans, and they've been extraordinary. So if you're looking for a new bank home, you're not happy with what's been happening with your bank lately, check out the folks at Renaissance. Go to renaissancebank.com or call ahead if you want to go meet someone, because the bank branches are closed to appointment only. They'll meet you, but you need to make an appointment. Drive-thrus are always open, and you can actually open an account through a drive-thru. So if that's what you'd like to do, give them a call or just go see them at the drive-thru and check it out. RenaissanceBank.com is the website. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Lola Wilburn. And Lola is the founder and owner of Lola's Sugar Pie Bakery. Lola, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me here.
It's a great pleasure to have you. I've known you for a while, and you have got an awesome product. And I think just the name says it all. But tell everybody about you and Lola's Sugar Pie Bakery.
Well, thank you. Well, it is a bakery that I started back in 2006, but probably been baking since I was six with my grandmother. That's kind of how it started. And since then, we have now grown into an online bakery where we deliver locally, ship nationally, have a production center in Norcross. I'm based here out of Marietta and do a lot of business in the Alpharetta and Jones Creek area. And that's kind of us in a nutshell. We make our products from scratch, and we try to serve as many folks as we can.
That's awesome. You were inspired by your grandparents. So obviously you were baking at the knee of your grandmother, but you've got an interesting story about your grandfather, right? And how...
He pretty much called all his granddaughters his sugar pies, which is where the name Sugar Pie comes from. So originally it was Sugar Pie Bakery. And then a couple of years ago, I realized how many sugar pies, bakeries, restaurants, clothing stores there are. So we looked into changing the name a little bit and making it Lola's Sugar Pie Bakery to try to distinguish between some of the other sugar pies out there. And so we were very fortunate with that, and I was able to get Lola Sugar Pie Bakery's name to become a registered trademark. So we are now registered trademark as Lola Sugar Pie Bakery. But yes, the sugar pie part is definitely our grandfather.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I mean, you've been around, let's call it almost going on 15 years. Congratulations on that, because there are a whole lot of folks that start out with businesses in their kitchen, just like you have, that have not made it nearly as long as you have.
Yes, with a lot of support from a lot of people. We've been very fortunate to be here. And having the business model, I believe, as an online bakery from the beginning has helped us even now fight through the COVID and other things that come up. We haven't always had to have a brick and mortar. We can still reach our customers and get our products to them and ship to them and things like that. So very, very fortunate for all the support to have helped us get to this point.
Now, you literally, we were talking about your kitchen. You literally started in your kitchen.
Absolutely. Well, we moved here in 2002. My husband worked for a company that relocated us a few times. This was our fifth relocation. And this home happened to have, we put a second kitchen downstairs thinking, okay, it was going to be small and maybe my mom would like to come live with us at some point. And so it'd make it kind of like a little in-law suite. And who knew 3 years into it that Georgia Department of Ag came out and certified it as a place for me to start my bakery. And of course, my mom has never had, and she's 84 now, any inkling to come live with us. But it was a hopeful thought. But yes, that's where the bakery started, downstairs.
And that's no mean feat, because you can't just start a bakery in your basement or wherever and in your home generally and just start shipping out product. I mean, you've got some regulatory hurdles to overcome.
You do. And one of the things that I have learned from my corporate job years ago was I was an internal quality auditor for ISO standards at one point. And it is nothing more helpful, I think, in small businesses than to learn what's needed first, do that, then start doing things and have to redo them. Mm. So that was one of the pluses I think I was very fortunate with, was learning the importance of going and gathering your information, your data, learning what needs to be done, having folks come out and say yes or no first before you spend monies with marketing materials and other things that you might not be able to use. So that's been very helpful for me. And I share that with those that I can.
Yeah, that's great advice. Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Lola Wilburn, and she is the founder and owner of Lola's Sugar Pie Bakery. So when you started in your home, how did you start marketing your product?
Interesting story. Literally one day, it kind of got started for me. I had a doctor's appointment for one of my sons, and they were so nice and was able to work us in. And long story short, I happened to have a pie in the car. So after they were so nice, I went in and I said, I actually had two pies. I had a coconut custard and a sweet potato. So I went in and I asked the nurse, I said, do you guys have any food allergies? She said, no. I said, well, if you had a choice between coconut and sweet potato pie, what would you like? And he said, coconut. I said, okay. So I ran to the car and I came back with this pie. And of course they said, do you normally have pies in your car? And I said,
that's what I was about to ask.
I said, no, actually I was taking it to a friend of mine, but I happened to have another one at the house. So it was okay. So from that point on, by the time I got to my part-time job at that point, I had gotten from that doctor's office 5 orders for coconut custard pies and a sweet potato pie.
Wow.
And they actually kind of jumpstart my business, if I can say that. They kind of gave me the, I might be able to do this kind of thing. So that's kind of how it started.
Wow. What a great story. I mean, and that's pure, that is flat out customer discovery right there, right? I mean, exactly. Awesome. So let's, I mean, I know we've got people listening that are dying for me to ask you, tell us what kind of pies you make. I mean, what are your different kinds of pies besides sweet potato and coconut custard?
Of course, you have your pecan, chocolate chip bourbon pecan, key lime, lemon, fruit pies, buttermilk chest pies, sugar pies. There are several pies that we make. In addition to pies, we also do cookies, candies, and cakes. I tend to focus on pies, but did go to culinary school years ago in the early 90s in the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. And so I have some schooling, but they're about 3.5, almost 4 years. So there are things that we make that are not on our website. So if you're ever interested in finding out if we can make something you don't see, please call us or send us a request and I can let you know, because we don't have everything posted that we do. But we make a variety of pies and those kinds of things. We're actually kind of known for our cupcake pies. And what those are is they're very small individual little pies. They're about 3 inches. And you can get multiple flavors in those as well. So those came about mostly because there are a lot of folks who want a pie, but they don't want a whole 9-inch pie. Mm. or it might be just them, or, you know, they're watching the calories. And this affords them to have, I call it a mouthful of goodness without having to have a whole pie or eat a whole pie first before they can try something different. So that you can get a variety of flavors, and that works out pretty well. And it also helps families who have a variety of taste in their home where everybody doesn't like the same thing. Mm-hmm. So everybody can choose their own pie at that point.
Or it might be for somebody like me that just can't make up their mind, right?
So, that too. I'm okay with that. That works for us as well.
So what's your best seller? I mean, what do people gravitate toward in terms of your pie lineup?
Oh my gosh. That is always a hard answer to give because taste buds are so different. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you my staples are sweet potato, coconut custard, and pecan. We started mm-hmm. with those. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it just really depends from the chocolate chip bourbon pecan to the buttermilk chess if you don't want a lot of things going on. So my general answer is I don't make anything I don't like. So just...
it's all good.
Just come and give us a try. And if, of course, you don't ever like something, we'll make it right for you.
So. Yeah. Well, now, and you've got cakes as well, though, I noticed. On your website.
I have cakes on my website.
Yeah, you've got cakes on your website.
Yes, we do. Red Velvet. I did my first key lime cake this past week. I had a customer request that. We do chocolate chip, German chocolate cakes, pound cakes, chocolate pound. I actually have cakes that we make with Splenda. I have a chocolate cake that I make with that. Yes. I actually started my bakery years ago with cakes. That was all I ever did.
Mm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you originally started, it was with cakes and you went to pies, you migrated to pies.
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And why is that? I'm curious.
Some of it was wanting to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really want to get burned out with cakes. And at that point, the latter part of the cake business for me was all of the cupcake shops coming up. It was a lot of cake opportunities for everyone, but not as much pie.
Mm.
And one of our sons actually likes pie for birthday versus cakes. And then I started finding other people that prefer, like weddings, they prefer cake pies now over cakes and things like that. So I found a place where this was kind of a need and a benefit for me. Out for both of us, I think.
I would imagine that pies are easier to ship than cakes.
Yes, when it comes to layered cakes, I won't ship layered cakes. Actually, I'm getting that up. Yeah. I will ship pound cakes, but not layered cakes for the exact reason it will not, and they will not arrive correctly.
Right. Yeah. But you've got for folks that want a cake. I mean, you've got some options there. I noticed on your website and you've got breads as well.
Yes, we make banana bread. What's the one? It escapes me right now. Apologize. But yes, we do some breads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And, you told me, now you've got some, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it right, but choc caramel. Pecan clusters.
Caramel pecan clusters, yes.
Oh, holy Moses. So,
and those are what most people would probably call turtles, but we can't use that being the trademark and all. So ours are caramel pecan clusters, and what they are is it's homemade caramel
mm-hmm.
that has roasted pecans covered with chocolate on it. And we make several hundred pounds of those a year. For Habitat for Humanity's fundraiser, we make, along with other companies, allows them to build a couple homes every year for folks in the area. So we are pleased to be a part of that.
That is absolutely awesome work. From Lola Lilburn, she's with Lola's Sugar Pie Bakery. But Habitat for Humanity is not the only charitable work that you do, or contributions that you make. Talk about some of those other community activities you're involved in.
We help schools where we can. We donate cookies and things when they have fundraisers. There are other organizations, churches, things like that, where we can, when we can help, we do, whether it's provide product or donations from the products I'm able to sell to, boys and girls type clubs, to wherever we find that we can help them, help the community. That's what we like to do. We like to give back as much as we can.
That's awesome. And I'm sitting here looking at your website. You've got these beautifully boxed candies that just would make a great gift. For sure. But you expanded, and you've got a location that's outside of your home now, right?
We do. About 3.5 years ago, found a place over in Norcross, actually. It's right off of 85, 1 mile off of exit 101 in Norcross. The address is 1300 Indian Trail, Lilburn Road. And 1,800 square feet, and still pretty much just use it as a production center. I don't have walk-in traffic. We haven't grown to that point of open the doors because I was very fortunate to have a following when we went there. So we produce out of there. People can pick up orders from there. And it has afforded us to do more things because the space is bigger than what we had here at the first location.
Gotcha.
We do corporate accounts now. We have companies that we ship for, which allows us to have the room here where we are to do that. We ship gift baskets. One client will ship 150 to 175 pecan pies every year for Christmas to their client list. We do wedding tables and things like that from their dessert tables. We'll set up, have tastings and things like that.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is awesome. I've gained weight just being on this show. So and I haven't even tasted anything. So at least on this show, I certainly have in the past, and that's why I know about you. And you're just awesome, Lola, and thanks for what you do in the community and the example you set for folks coming behind you. So let's get to the important part here. For those that would like to order something, would like to be in touch with you to learn more, how can they do that?
They can go to our website, which is lolassugarpiebakery.com. You can Google us. It should come up. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is also lolassugarpiebakery.com. And we have Twitter. And there's one other one. Not LinkedIn.
Did you say Facebook? No. I can't remember.
Facebook, yeah. Instagram.
That's Instagram. Facebook, there you go.
Instagram, Twitter, and of course our website. And our phone number is 678-PIE-1456. And if you don't know what your phone doesn't show the letters, the numbers for PIE, it's 678-743 is what PIE is. 743-1456.
So
678-743-1456.
Awesome. And we'll put all this in the show notes so people can find it easily and click through and do some shopping. So
thank you so much.
You're
looking forward to it. And I'm such a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Thank well, it's great. Great to have you, Lola. Thanks so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Folks, if you need some help curing some headaches that involve administrative tasks or bookkeeping, marketing, quite a list of services that are offered here over at Office Angels. Essie Escobedo is over there, and she's the chief executive angel, and she's got a whole team of folks that she can pick from to fly in and support your business needs, whatever you've got. So they've got talent. They've got experience. They fly in, get the job done, and fly out. So check them out. Give Essie a call, 770-442-9246, or go to officeangels.us, and Essie will be glad to help you. She's awesome, and I use her, and I encourage you to check her out. Folks, if you would like to listen to other North Fulton Business Radio shows, go go to our website, northfultonbusinessradio.com. You can find us there, find our entire archive of shows there with great business leaders like Lola. And we're also on all your favorite podcast apps. So that would be Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them. So go check us out there, subscribe, so you don't miss a show. And we'd love it if you'd review us. So that helps us help all these great business owners out there whose stories that we like to promote and tell. You can also find us on social media as well, although our pictures aren't as good as Lola's are, but we try. North Fulton BRX. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. So for my guest, Lola Wilburn, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.